When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Murphy's Auto Care.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
I hope you're taking it easy out there.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Auto Talk with Dave and Jan Murphy today. We're going to have a live show. We're going to be taking your calls. Dave and I are the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek. Dave's an ASE Master Certified Technician for over 40 years. And at Murphy's Auto Care, we service all makes and models. We're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30 to serve you and your family and your vehicle's needs. So call 426-AUTO or contact Murphy's Auto Care. You can contact us at Murphy's Auto Care to request an appointment, or you can email Dave anytime, dave at murphysautocare.com. But call us today. 457-1290 is the number to call.
Here, live in the studio. Right?
Live in the studio, 457-1290. We're going to talk to you, take your calls, answer your questions, and do whatever we can to help you. So thank you for listening, and thank you for calling.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it. Our super producer, Tyler, is in here with us today. He's going to help you get right to us. We'd love to talk to you about anything automotive that's on your mind, whether it's your car, your pickup truck, like we've said before, your motorhome or your boat. We'll talk to you about it. If it's got an engine in it and it breathes air and burns fuel. That's what we want to talk about with you today.
Lots to talk about. I do want to take a minute and say that we are looking for some great people. We are increasing our team. We have a great team at Murphy's Auto Care. So if you're interested in being part of our team, we're hiring a technician, shuttle driver, and a couple of other positions. We just have a great team there. We're growing, and we need to help our team out and get them some help too.
That's right. That's right. We don't want to wear them out.
But, yeah. So you can go to our website and click on the contacts. And then under the contacts, there's a place for employment information if you're wanting to fill out an application there, or give us a call. We would love to hear from you.
Absolutely. You can actually meet our staff there on our website. You can see the people we currently employed and read their bios.
Yeah.
It's quite interesting, to be honest with you.
We love our team.
We do. Great staff. And if you're that kind of a person, you're really a team player and you enjoy working with a top-notch professional group, give us a call or send us an email. Either way, we'd love to talk to you. Well, welcome to Auto Talk. I'm Dave. I'm the other half of this team. Certainly, you've heard from the best part already. At least that's what I think, Jan. You're fantastic.
Thank you.
So if you're new to Auto Talk, first-time listener, welcome. If you're one of our old friends and you've been listening to us for a long, long time, thank you for sticking with us. We appreciate that. But I'm just briefly, I always like to tell people what Auto Talk is all about. And it's really our philosophy at Murphy's Auto Care as well. And that is we are focused on keeping you and your vehicle safe and dependable. And we know that when we can accomplish that together as a team, that meaning you, the car owner, and us, your service provider, we're going to save you a lot of money in the long run on that vehicle. And that's our goal. And we promise that every time. So what you got questions about that, how to save money on your car, what your car's, maybe some noises it's making or lights that are going on or vibrations, or it's just time to replace some parts like maybe tires, which we're going to talk about later on.
Yeah.
But that could be the case. So give us a call right here today, 457-1290. We'd love to talk to you. This is the fastest hour in radio.
Yep. And if you can't listen to the whole show, you know, you can always check us out on, we have podcasts available for other shows that we've done. A lot of good hints and tips and funny stuff on podcasts. So, you know, we encourage you to see some of those too.
I have to say, our business is a funny business, at least for us. It is for us. We're always laughing and smiling, and things just crack us up. We try to keep it that way. But a point of interest, you're talking about our podcast, also maybe our Facebook page as well. We update our Facebook page weekly with videos and photographs.
Tell them what's coming. Just tell them.
Yeah. If you don't know what a cabin air filter is or someone's talked to you about one, just go to our Facebook page this weekend. You're going to see a really interesting cabin air filter with one of our star team members.
I mean, some of these pictures we take, people just wouldn't.
You can't make this stuff up.
No, they wouldn't believe it if we didn't show it to them. So our Facebook page is really cool. We're going to be posting that picture up later today. But it's just cool stuff, and there's lots of information. But there's good information on there, too, to help you. Tips, hints, pointers, stuff like that. So
By the way,
and check it out.
Yeah, and a tip on a cabin air filter is folks, they're supposed to be changed at least annually, all right?
Yeah.
And they serve a purpose. They help you breathe clean air, and they also protect the air conditioning evaporator and heater core in your car.
Yeah.
So it's just like the furnace filter, right, Jan, in your house. It needs a little of attention more than...
In your house.
Yeah. Don't... in my house, that's right, because I'm the maintenance guy there. So, all right, great. So check that out. Be sure to check out all of the places you can see Murphy's Auto Care.
So let's talk cars.
Well, oh, that's right. We're supposed to do that here, right? Okay. Let's talk about them. So, you know, actually, before we get there, I want you, we were talking about batteries, right? You and I were talking about batteries this week.
Somebody asked me a question about the battery in their boat. They got a new boat last year, and they were told by a professional that they did not have to remove the battery prior to the winter storage, outdoor winter storage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the boat was covered. The boat was winterized. And this person who bought a brand new pontoon boat was able to, you know, get it all done. But then when he went to start it this year, battery wouldn't start.
No power. Dead battery.
So we had a discussion about that, you and I did, because I wanted to learn more about that.
Right.
And I thought, well, why would someone recommend that he can just leave this battery on the boat at Indian Lake, mind you, that freezes. Lake was frozen over. I mean, we saw snowmobiles running several weekends.
Right.
That means it's pretty darn cold outside.
Yep. And it's may or may not be exposed to the elements, but it's still outside. Whatever the temperature is outside, it's going to be exposed to. And is it in your car? Yes, it is. But you start your car and drive it every day for the most part, or every couple days, which keeps the electrochemical reaction going on in that battery, right? So our recommendation is, and this is what we tell our folks that bring their RVs to us or their boats, you know, when we prepare a vehicle for when we lay up, which is putting it away for the season, during the winter time, we recommend you remove the battery and just keep it in a more moderate climate temperature. And folks, it just makes them last longer. That's the point. I mean, you don't have to put it away if you don't want to, but you're probably going to buy batteries more often for these things.
It'll extend the life of your battery, just like when you bring your patio furniture in for the winter and it doesn't sit out there in the cold and the rain and the sleet and the ice and the snow. It will survive. It is weatherproof. But it will last longer if you bring it in for the winter.
Everything does if you just give it a little bit of attention. And I can tell you that you can prove this point. Vehicles that keep the battery inside the passenger compartment, like GM's done it, other manufacturers certainly have done it as well, just comes to mind, where they keep that battery underneath, let's say, the rear seat, the battery lasts longer. They will always last longer instead of being out in the front fender, in the trunk, somewhere else where they just are exposed to a more controlled climate, especially if it's in a garage. So off the batteries.
Good. So I'm done talking about winter.
Me too.
Done, period. Let's talk about summer.
Summer.
Warm weather.
And what would you do then? What's going to be important in your car in the summer?
For me, my number one goal is to have air conditioning that cools.
Right.
That cools.
Right. And,
really?
And your car be clean from Mike's car wash.
Correct. Absolutely. That's yes.
So, you know, and I wanted to make this point today to folks because, you know, let's face it, the sun is shining. It's just on the other side of the clouds right now, but it will be shining sometime soon, we hope. We're actually going to see it, and that's going to make it warm in your car.
Pretty quickly.
Yeah, like overnight.
One day.
So you're going to go out and you're going to go, turn the heater off, and now I need air conditioning. Well, some folks get a big surprise when that happens. And
well, or a little surprise, like they think it's cooling, and then the hotter it gets outside or their car sat out in the sun, then it's not cooling them to a comfortable temperature.
Correct. And it's a natural thing.
What could happen there, Dave? Explain it.
Oh, I thought you'd never get to that.
10 words or less.
It could be low on refrigerant. It could have an electrical problem. But number one, it needs to be checked by a professional who knows what he's doing when he looks at it. So don't take your car.
You can't just stick your meat thermometer in.
Well, you certainly can. That's a form of testing. Absolutely. You can put that in the vents, the air conditioning vents on your vehicle, and you can determine.
What should the cooling be at your vent?
At your vent, it should be, if the air conditioning system's operational. And most vehicles have climate control in them now, meaning there you can set the temperature just like you do in your house.
But okay? If somebody actually wanted to test their air, let's say they have a little thermometer they can stick in there.
Yeah, thermometer, sure.
What should it be?
Well, depending on where they set it, the best you're going to see driving down the road usually is around 45 degrees, 40 to 45. We like to see them get down to about 40 once we're testing them. And that's when we really get into the summer, when we've got real heat load, normal temperatures up in the mid-80s or higher.
So if it's right at now, the vent, 40 to 45 degrees, by the time it gets to my face, which is where I want it,
it's still cold.
Still cool.
It's freezing me out because I'm sitting over there going, why is this car so cold?
I like low velocity. Some people get on and they turn the fan up really high and they cool down that way. That doesn't work for me. I like low velocity because I don't like the fan noise.
So a convertible's not going to work for you, right? Don't get you one for an anniversary gift.
No, thank you. I don't want a convertible. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for thinking of me.
Blow your hair around.
No, I do
the
not
air
want
on your
one.
Face. You don't want to do that. I got you. Okay.
Yeah, but I like the coldest temperature. So mine's on, you know, deep freeze as far as temperature, but low speed.
Meat locker range is what
Correct.
It should say.
I like that. It makes me comfortable.
I'm glad
we have dual zone. That's all I can say.
I am too. I just wish they could get a little more separation in there, you know. But at any rate, to answer your original question, if someone puts their thermometer in their vents, in the middle of the vehicle, we would like to see around 40 degrees, pretty close to it. Might get down this time of year, you might see below 40, and that's awesome. It's probably working okay. You want to make sure you see condensation dripping out from underneath the right front of your car. All right, that's water, not oil. We don't want to see oil dripping out, just water. Okay, that means the air conditioning system is working. We don't have a lot of humidity. It's fairly high right now, but with all the rain, obviously. But typically this time of year, before we get into really hot temperatures, we don't have a lot of humidity. It's coming though, folks. Coming pretty quick. So check your air conditioner out. Turn it on. Maybe tomorrow's going to be a good day for that. See if it's cooling. If it's not, get in early to wherever you take your vehicle. And there's a lot of great places around town to take it in. Get in early. Take it to them. Get it checked out, find out. You know, it's easier for them to manage that now than when we get into the peak air conditioning season for refrigerant, or I should say for repair centers. Then they're backed up, and sometimes they're going to keep your car 2, 3, 4 days sometimes because they maybe not can't get the parts, or they can't get the car in. So the early bird gets the worm here, folks. Just wanted to remind you about that. All right, we got some calls here. We're going to jump to one real quick. There we go. We're going out to Lanny. Lanny, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure, our pleasure, I should say. Sorry we got carried away there with a little air conditioning chat. But what's up with you, sir?
I have a 1991 Cadillac Elante. And that thing has a unique braking system on it with a hydraulic braking accumulator.
Yes, it does.
And they're not very reliable. Is there any way I can swap that out for a updated system?
The answer is maybe. And Lanny, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on hold. We've got to run to a brief break, and we'll be right back and chat a little bit more about your 1991 Cadillac Elantra. See you in just a second. Stand by. All right?
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, folks, we're going to be right back after this brief break. Take it away, Tyler.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin for Nature Stone. Take care of your wet basement issues for good with Nature Stone. Warmer than tile, easier to clean than carpet, Nature Stone is a permanent end to dampness and mildew. Never replace your basement flooring again, all backed by Russell's Promise, a true unconditional warranty. Get Nature Stone installed by the end of May and get up to half off. Schedule a free estimate at naturestone.com. Like my friend Mike Massetta says, it's not just a floor. Wow, it's Nature Stone.
Super hot deals at Mark's. 85% lean ground turkey. This week's super hot deal at Mark's. Buy one 16-ounce package and get one 16-ounce package free. Two for $2.99. Limit six. Genuine Vidalia onions in a 5-pound bag. Only $2.99. And how about Marzetti dressings? Great for salads or even sandwiches. Just two for three. Hurry in because these prices end May 7th. Prices are smoking hot this week at Mark's.
Whether you're a young athlete, active adult, or weekend warrior, the Orthopedic Institute of Dayton is there when your body needs repair. Like a trusted friend you can rely on, OID has been providing care to patients in Dayton and surrounding communities since 1971, with services like sports medicine, spinal care, total joint replacement, hand, foot, and ankle, along with MRIs and physical therapy, with a team of dedicated fellowship-trained physicians with you every step of the way. So remember, the Orthopedic Institute of Dayton. To learn more, visit orthodayton.com.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin for Integrity Water Solutions in my Kinetico system. My Kinetico softener I've had for over 10 years. It's still working great. And since it doesn't regenerate in the middle of the night, I always have soft water for my shower no matter how early I wake up. We've also got the Kinetico drinking water system. You know, everything starts with the water, and it's the whole house approach that sets Integrity Water Solutions apart from the rest. Give them a call today at 320-7460, 320-7460, Integrity Water Solutions.
Hi, I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
She wants you to add on a bedroom, and I want a two-car garage.
Follow me. This is where I want you to add on a bedroom. We've been using it as a storage room. This room is huge.
My turn. When stuff quits working, this is where I put it. A two-car garage!
We donate the donatables
and recycle the recyclables.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK!
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Call Sales Point Realtors to sell your house. We're second-generation realtors in business for 65 years in the Miami Valley. Call Sales Point Realtors now at 435-SOLD. That's 435-SOLD.
Hi, this is Dave.
And this is Jan, your hosts of Auto Talk. Are you planning to replace your vehicle soon? Will you trade or sell your current vehicle?
We'd like to ask you to consider donating your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction.
It's easy and simple. Just call 228-2886 or 228-AUTO or go to goodwilldaytonauto.com.
Your donation will help your fellow citizens, people right here in the Miami Valley. You know, donating your vehicle supports 40 programs that help over 20,000 Miami Valley residents annually.
Thank you for your consideration, and please donate today.
Fog and rain showers expected as we go into the afternoon, lasting into the evening. Highest totals expected towards the south of I-70. High temperature today, 63 degrees. Partly cloudy and eventually clearing as we go into the overnight hours. We could start off Sunday morning with some fog, then mostly sunny and a high near 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And you're listening to Dave and Jan Murphy on Auto Talk every Saturday at noon. It's the fastest hour in radio. We love coming in here on Saturdays and doing the show, and we are taking your calls. I think we're going to jump back to our call.
We are. We're going to go right back to Lanny. Lanny, how you doing? Thanks for hanging on there.
Oh,
good.
I'm fine.
Good. Hey, I wanted to ask you a question, and I know I closed out with maybe. We have worked on those systems many times over the years, and to my best recollection, I believe there is a couple of companies that produce conversion systems for those. I would have to do a little research for you, and I'm happy to talk to you about that at the shop if you're willing to give us a call on Monday and talk about that.
That'd be fine.
Great. Yeah, I realize it sounds like the car must be still good for you. I mean, she's kind of an oldie but goldie, but...
Excuse me?
If you like the car, you probably want to hang on to it, and I'm assuming that's why you're willing to make a change.
Yes, it's yeah.
Okay,
it's,
well,
it's big and bulky, and
yeah,
and got a lot of things that goes wrong, but yeah, I'd hang on to it.
Well, let's talk about that on Monday. Give us a call. Our number is 426-2886, and we'll get a shot, take a look at it, and at least give you our opinion and assess it from there. Okay.
That's great.
Hey, have a good weekend. Look forward to meeting you. Thanks, Lanny.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, great. Great. We're going to go here to another quick call. I'm going to jump on that one. Hey, there we go. Paul. Hello, Paul. Got you now, finally. Hi there, Paul. Thanks for letting me get through that. How are you today?
I'm doing fine.
Good. How can we help you?
First of all, I appreciate your show. What I'm calling about is my wife has a 1999 Mercedes E320. And for the past several months, when you turn the lights on, there's a little a message that comes on the instrument panel indicating a bulb failure. scan, but what I've done is I've checked every bulb, high beam, low beam, side marker, emergency flashers, everything in the car, trunk light, everything. And I can't, all the bulbs seem good. So I called the dealer and they said it's not really a bulb sensing circuit. It measures the resistance between, well, connectors, everything in the circuit. And if there's a high resistance, then it, that's why that light comes on. And the question I have is if there is a resistance problem in a connector or something, then why do all the lights seem normal and they're bright as they should be?
It's a great question. So this is where you actually have to go to the connectors and test them with a digital volt ohmmeter and, you know, and have the spec. It just depends. I know they explained that it's, do they tell you it's not a sensor or do they say it's a, because it is a system that senses obviously high resistance in the circuit and it brings that light on. So there could be a fault in that. I mean, we're getting into an older vehicle here already. We're talking 20 years old. So it's likely that there are high resistance in one or multiple connectors, but not enough to prevent the bulb, the load of the bulb to operate. So, you know, circuit sensitivity can change, obviously, based on resistance. And what causes that is exactly what you're talking about. Our connections. So I would do this. Have you replaced any of the bulbs over the last year or two?
It's probably been closer to 3 or 4 years ago.
And you're talking about marker bulbs, turn signal, everything, right? You haven't replaced them all, but it's in those. Okay. So another thing that can cause that is the resistance of course, the load in the bulb. And there are varying qualities of bulbs. So a good quality product, usually from Wagner or some of the other major brands, is always a better bet than maybe an inexpensive bulb at a quick place to get them in. So that might be causing the problem. So until you get it tested, it's hard to say.
Do you do that type of diagnostics?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Give us a call. Stop in our shop right there on Dayton Xenia Road.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Paul. Great talking. You have a good weekend.
All right.
Bye now.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Great, great question. I mean, that was very interesting. And, you know, one of the things we do at Murphy's Auto Care, we want to thank KOI Auto Parts. They're the professional's choice, and they help us have a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. When we use their great quality parts, they get them to us very fast, convenient, and it helps us serve our customers better. So
quickly,
we want to thanks to KOI Auto Parts, the professional's choice.
Absolutely.
And then Mike's Car Wash, too. I love going to Mike's Car Wash. They're open every day, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. They have 3 convenient locations here in town. And a clean car is a happy car. And this time of year, you know what? Wash books make a great, great gift.
Yeah.
Either for Mother's Day, graduations, birthdays. I know if somebody got me a wash book, I would be elated.
Really?
Yeah. I think they're a great value, too. And
I'm going to do my best to elate
you
then.
Just keep them in your car. And when you go through Mike's, you know, they always smile wish you a great day. And you can get your car washed in a flash.
It's a pleasant experience.
It's a very pleasant experience. And I love going to Mike's Car Wash. So if you're out in Beaver Creek, go to that one. That's the one I usually go to. But when I'm in Centerville, they have 2 convenient locations there. So thanks, Mike's Car Wash.
Awesome business. We really, really appreciate that. You know, another great sponsor of this show with us is BG Products. BG Products are the professional's choice as well for professional service providers to change all of the fluids in a vehicle, to keep the major components running, and to bring added value by an extended, almost lifetime warranty for the owner of that vehicle just purely by having the maintenance done. There's never an extra charge for the warranty to back you up, and it will save you thousands of dollars, folks, and keep your car running safe and dependably. All right, we're going to run to a quick break again, but we'll be back for a lot more here on Auto Talk. Stick with us.
Dayton and Springfield station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic, and our Ask the Expert weekends, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
Fox News, I'm Carol McHugh. All 143 passengers and crew aboard a chartered Boeing 737 are alive following a harrowing landing during heavy weather in Florida last night.
The plane attempted to land, but ended up skidding about 100 feet off the end of the runway. and into the St. John's River. Almost immediately, the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office and Fire and Rescue immediately responded, and Marine units activated to help with their boats for the rescue. According to passengers, once the plane came to a stop in the shallow part of the river, everybody exited the plane and then stood on the wing to wait for rescue boats.
Fox's Phil Keating in Jacksonville. Democrats sound the alarm on climate change in this week's address.
The bottom line is that the climate crisis is costing us. It's increasing the cost of our health care, our flood and fire insurance, and it's making costly weather disasters even worse.
Florida Representative Kathy Castor, this is Fox News.
Now the three big things you need to know, the top stories we're following this hour. Dayton crews responded to the 3000 block of Palmerston Avenue this morning after a male driver crashed his pickup truck into a home. We're told the driver was taken to a local hospital with non-serious injuries. Police say the crash may have been the result of a mental illness. More than 2,000 Wright State University students graduated this morning. During the commencement, Wright State awarded an honorary doctorate to Amanda Wright Lane, the great-grandniece of Wilbur and Orville Wright. Students at Wilberforce University also received their degrees. And it's been an overcast start to your Saturday. We're expected to see more showers today, but drier conditions are expected tomorrow. Storm Center 7 meteorologist Jesse Mack will have the full forecast coming up in just a moment. You're never far from Dayton's top stories. I'm John Tisdale, WHIO Continuing News.
Hey everybody, it's Nancy here with my great friend Christian Hahn of Joseph Airport Toyota Hyundai. Now that spring is finally here, this is a great month for folks who are in the market to buy a vehicle. Why?
Well, Nancy, everyone knows now about our lifetime powertrain warranty on our pre-owned vehicles. Sometimes people forget that we sell new Toyotas. In fact, Nancy, I thought I saw you in the showroom last month.
You did indeed. And I did not forget. I got a brand new Toyota Highlander and I love it. You know what I love so much about it is that the ease of doing business, because you got the color that I wanted. It had all of the bells and whistles on it. Exactly what I wanted.
I'm glad you're happy, Nancy. And we make all our customers happy with a great selection, low prices, ease of doing business at josephairporttoyota.com, or just come in and visit in our large showroom. And don't forget, we have the lifetime powertrain warranty at no cost to you on most of our 2014 and newer pre-owned vehicles.
And I was able to shop ahead online
at josephairporttoyota.com.
Are you leaving money on the table? If you find a dollar on the sidewalk, you would pick it up, right? But when it comes to saving for retirement, more than half of us aren't contributing to our 401k. I'm Mike Martinez, president of the Pension Group, and if you aren't participating in your 401k, in many cases, that's like turning down free money, especially if your employer offers an employer match. Let me show you how we can actively manage your 401k plan with BrokerageLink. Imagine having your 401k actively managed regardless of your employer, while you're still working. Take full advantage of the 401k and let me and my team at the Pension Group manage it. Learn how you can build your 401k assets and control risk. Call me, Mike Martinez, at 937-669-7094 or visit thepensiongroup.com. Don't shortchange yourself. 937-669-7094 or thepensiongroup.com. Investment advisory services offered through the Pension Group.
Hi, this is Jan Murphy, your host of Auto Talk. Growing up, life was full of limits, like only one soda, or be home by 10. Obey the speed limit. Now you're an adult and you still have to obey the speed limit, but there's no limit on washing your car at Mike's Car Wash. Wash all you want when you purchase a Mike's Unlimited plan. And now, buy 5 months of the Ultimate or Works and get the 6 month free. At Mike's Car Wash, there's never a limit on clean. Open 7 to 9 daily for your convenience. For details, go to mikescarwash.com.
Fog and rain showers expected as we go into the afternoon, lasting into the evening. Highest totals expected towards the south of I-70. High temperature today, 63 degrees. Partly cloudy and eventually clearing as we go into the overnight hours. We could start off Sunday morning with some fog, then mostly sunny and a high near 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is Clark Howard here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Did you know you can get our latest news flash briefing on your smartphone? For Android, just say, OK, Google, and then play WHIO News.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley Radio Station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And welcome back to Auto Talk with Dave and Jan Murphy. We're here every Saturday at noon. willing to take your calls and loving to talk to you. So the number today is 457-1290, 457-1290.
Well and, said.
We will talk to you.
That was awesome.
Really quick, the first part of the show I mentioned, we were getting just so many laughs about this cabin air filter that we... some of them we just have to take pictures of. And it is now posted on our Facebook page. So go to Murphy's Auto Care's Facebook page. And just this is just hilarious. So we've got Josh, our technician, who pulled it out. I mean, he's just grinning from ear to ear because it's just comical. It is just comical. Mm-hmm. And so when we showed the customer, they really were stunned how this could happen because they changed their cabin air filter.
It's only been 3 years,
only
he said.
3 years ago.
Yeah.
And so you're recommending this is an annual change,
yeah,
you know, kind of like when you change oil. People don't really think about their cabin air filter, but people were breathing this stuff.
Right.
And so this is just full of some, you just got to look on the Facebook page. And if you think it's really cool, share it. Share it with
Please
other
do.
People.
Yeah, because
this can be danger. This can be nasty. This can, you're
you don't want to breathe that
you don't
stuff.
Want to breathe this
That's
stuff.
Right.
And people don't realize that cabin air filter needs change, just like your furnace filter. And then, you know, the air is recirculating more efficiently. And so it's not just put gas in your car.
No.
It's not just put gas in your car. I know a lot of people wish it was that simple.
I know.
But, you know, we look at this stuff every time we see your car. So if you're coming in for an oil change and that's all you need, that's all you're going to get. But
we're
going to check.
Right.
We are going to check because we feel like it's our duty and it's our obligation to check for you because we understand that people don't have cars on their brain like we do. We have cars on our brain.
Probably a little too much. Yeah. But no, that's okay.
At times.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, it's so cool. Check out our Facebook page and share it.
We'd appreciate
share
that.
Share it. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We had a caller that called in with a great question. Great question. Regarding a catalytic converter on his Chevrolet S10. Little four-cylinder, so we're talking an older vehicle. But his concern was that the catalytic converter keeps failing. So, first of all, let me explain a little bit about catalytic converters. So, catalytic converters don't commit suicide, all right? They are murdered. That's usually the most typical way that they fail. Do they age and fail over time? Yes, but we've still seen the vast majority of vehicles with 200,000+ miles on them, and the catalytic converter is still functioning properly. As long as, and here's the key part, the engine is performing correctly. And that means that the reason these typically fail, and this individual unfortunately has had a bad run of it. Apparently it's happened more than once on his vehicle.
And they're expensive.
They are, but here's some of the reasons that happens. So some places will, especially on an older vehicle, will recommend that the catalytic converter be replaced with a universal fit converter. Universal type catalytic converters typically do not have the level of platinum, palladium, and rhodium in them that the original manufacturer would have specified. So they die an early death, especially if the problem that killed the first catalytic converter has not been corrected, which usually is the case. And that ranges anywhere from, you know, rich fuel mixture to lean to any number of engine performance conditions that are causing that. And usually there's a check engine light usually associated with it that someone's been ignoring or may not be aware of. So you got to fix the root cause of the problem to stop catalytic converter failure, and you have to invest in a good quality converter in order to make it last. But number one, you have to fix the problem that's causing it, and you need to make sure you got a good quality one on. And folks, it's not cheap, and I completely understand why in an older vehicle, especially, the route of least resistance is to buy the least expensive components, but it is very short-lived satisfaction. I don't know how else to say it. It just... You know, you get what you pay for. But my of course, final closing thought on this is get the vehicle to someone. If you're still listening, I think it's a great question. Get the vehicle to someone that can diagnose what's causing the failure, what's keeping the engine from running at its peak performance. Then we'll eliminate the reason the catalytic converter is being murdered. So, and then put a good quality converter on it. So diagnostics is always where we start because that's where we test, and we don't guess.
Well, we have to get to the root cause.
Absolutely.
And you'll save money in the long run by getting to the root cause, and it's going to be more convenient to get to the root cause initially so that you're back on the road and getting where you want to be and not being inconvenienced.
And get this over with. That's right.
So it's about saving you money and keeping your car running healthy and conveniently so that you can get on to the things you like to do.
It's a great question. It's an excellent question because, you know, much newer vehicles will come in with a code, let's say, that's been read by a parts replacement store or seller, and it'll say replace the catalytic converter or replace the oxygen sensor. And we see this frequently, and you know, unfortunately, many people go down that road and they buy parts that no one has confirmed that are actually bad. Folks, I can't stress it enough. There are many, many, many good, capable mechanics, technicians at great shops, independent shops in this town that are capable of diagnosing the problem. So take your vehicle to them, not the parts store, to have your vehicle diagnosed.
And if you're ready to upgrade your vehicle, we would recommend you have a pre-purchase inspection wherever you take your car, and they can tell you everything that's going on about it. Now, then it's your decision if you're going to keep that car or upgrade or before you buy a new one. The other thing you can do is donate to the Goodwill Easter Seals Miami Valley Auto Auction. I didn't really say that exactly right. It's the Goodwill Easter Seals Miami Valley.
I got the point.
And the Goodwill Auto Auction. We partner with them, and they have an auction every Saturday. If you want to donate your vehicle, you're helping people right here in the Miami Valley. And we are getting ready to start our GEM project with them. And that's where we go choose a couple of cars and we restore them to good operating condition. And if they need a catalytic converter, we're putting one on.
A good
quality one. And if they need new tires, we're putting one on.
That's right.
And if they have a dent in the door, we're going to take it to Thomas and they're going to fix it. And then we're going to turn around and auction that baby off. I mean, not us, but
the Goodwill Auto Auction.
Goodwill Auto Auction is going to auction that car off in fully working condition. So, it's a great, great opportunity. So opportunity A, donate your car. Opportunity B, go to the Goodwill Auto Auction and buy one.
Speaking of that,
they sell everything on their lot.
Today, let's talk about that. Today was an awesome auction at the Goodwill Auto Auction site up on North Dixie. And got to tell you about a vehicle they had. A gentleman this week recently donated a 2016 Harley-Davidson Sportster 1200. That it all had a lot of custom work done on it. So, you know, in the auction was a three-year-old Harley. By the way, folks, you can donate a motorcycle. You can donate a motorhome, a boat.
Airplane.
There was two really nice sailboats up there, I think, about three different outboard motorboats. A lot of cool stuff. And you can view it all online at the Goodwill Auto Auction. And if you can tell them that site in a second. But I just wanted to mention, because this is what donation is about. This gentleman could no longer ride the motorcycle because of health issues. Now, he easily could have sold it, right? He could have sold it. But he donated it to the Goodwill Auto Auction because he said Goodwill had been so good to his family over the years by helping different members of his family improve their lives. So it's something to think about. And a lot of us are touched by that, the things and the programs that Goodwill does that we don't even know about.
It warms my heart. It's a way to give back, and all of the funds stay right here helping Miami Valley.
Right here in Miami Valley.
People that need it. They do so much. So you can get more information by going to goodwilldaytonauto.com. That's goodwilldaytonauto.com. Or you can call 228-AUTO. That's 228-2886. They'll handle everything for you. They'll come pick up the car, the vehicle, the whatever. They make it seamless. They really do. So give them a call, 228-AUTO. Or again, you can see what's coming up for the next auction at goodwilldaytonauto.com. And that way you can make plans.
And by the way, we've got two GEM candidates at our shop right now. We are assessing those this week. One of them is a 2005 BMW X3. Really good looking car. And when we get done with it, it's going to be fabulous if we choose that one. And the other one is a 2006 Honda Pilot, all black. Nice, well taken care of car, runs. We're assessing those vehicles this week. And I think one of them is going to be the very first GEM of the year. If you want to follow us with that, follow us on our Facebook page. You'll get to see the photographs and pictures. You know, we got somebody out here on the line I want to go to real quick. Jan, is that okay?
Yep, go ahead.
Let's go talk to Mark. Mark, how you doing out there?
I'm doing wonderful.
Hey, thanks for joining us today on Auto Talk. How can we help you?
I have a 2004 Jeep Liberty. It's got about 230,000 miles on it. Here about a month and a half ago, it started acting up like the throttle positioning sensor was going bad. It was like you were just learning to drive a clutch. It was bucking and all that. I replaced it, started running great. Earlier this week, it started doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering, what could be causing this throttle positioning sensor to go bad, or do I have another sensor that's giving me the problem?
So why did you replace the TPS, or the throttle position sensor, on it?
Well, I took it and had them read the code, and they told me throttle positioning sensor.
Okay, where did you take it and have the code read?
I took it to Raleigh's Auto Parts.
Okay, very helpful people. All right, don't take this the wrong way. They're not diagnosticians, okay? They read codes, and codes, Mark, are like the tip of the iceberg. I always call them codes are the name of the chapter in the book, but to get to the whole full story, you got to read the whole chapter, right? And that's where
right.
diagnosis comes in. It's possible that that sensor was bad. It's possible that the sensor they sold you is not calibrated correctly and is causing a problem. It's possible that the vehicle needs to have a reflash or reprogram in order to change that. But most likely, the first thing that has to happen is the correct scanner needs to be on that vehicle, which is a bidirectional, meaning that the technician can speak to the processor that's seeing the inputs and controlling the outputs from that. And then we can determine really what's wrong. It's also possible you just have a connector issue that you didn't see, you know, in that process. So the throttle body itself can be coked up. You got a lot of mileage on that vehicle. That will cause that problem. So a lot of other things. It's just time to get it diagnosed. And, you know, and then you can fix it yourself if you want. But I would look for a great shop in your area that will
diagnose it. Well, I have a good shop. I live on disability, and I try to save a little money from here to there.
Sure.
And I'll just take it to my shop and have them read it, because I thought, well, I'll save me a little money, then I'll just take it to the shop and have them read it.
No, I understand.
And find out what's going on with it.
Yeah, and it's more than, and that's what I'm trying to stress to you, it's more than reading a code. The code is the beginning. Now we got to go down through the circuits and test it, and you know, a tech that's used to it and familiar with it. Sure, he might shortcut it a little bit, but he's going to know what systems are talking to each other, and he'll find that a lot quicker, which will save you money in the long run. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. You have a wonderful weekend. We really appreciate that call.
You do the same thing, and God bless you.
Thank you. Same to you, Mark. Take care. Bye-bye.
Great day.
You know, that was an excellent, excellent point.
Sure.
You know, he's going down the right track that he feels, you know, that could you know, fix it. And good for him that he's attempting and, you know, trying to take care of some of these things himself. And but it is, you know, it is sometimes not the correct, you know, when you get that code read. Like you said, I think you explained that very well to people to help educate them and help them understand that a diagnosis in the long run could save them money. Actually, so
it always does.
Don't want to replace another one of those.
A TPS, yeah, throttle position sensor.
TPS.
Yeah.
TPS.
Or actuator,
TPS,
throttle
sorry.
Actuator. It just depends on what was actually replaced, and
yeah.
I'm sure he's spot on with what he's bought and replaced.
Yeah.
And
what
there's nothing wrong with.
What do those typically run for that part?
Well, that part can easily run you know, at a parts house, you might pay $100 or less, but on some vehicles, you could pay $300 for it or four. It just depends on the application. The dealer,
yeah.
Not all, you know, there's hundreds of different variations of that.
And but are they returnable?
No, they're an electrical part.
Yep.
So, right. You know, and they can be damaged by a circuit that's still in fault potentially, or just an unfamiliar installation. And I'll leave it at that. Okay.
Yeah.
But I completely understand it because let's face it, folks, nobody wants to spend more money on anything. I don't want to spend more money on my washing machine or my dryer or the furnace when it needs to be fixed. But it is what it is, right? Hey, this is fun. We're going to talk maybe about labor guides and understanding that when we get back. So stick with us. Going to run to a quick break right here on Auto Talk with Dave and Jan Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care and AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Nobody beats our prices at Menards, so you can save big money on new flooring. Tarkett Click Vinyl Plank Flooring will give years of good looks and is durable and waterproof. Ingenuity Luxury Vinyl Plank Flooring is just $169 a square foot. Vericor Vinyl Plank Flooring comes with an attached pad, only $269 a square foot. Plus,
Menards gift card is perfect for Mother's Day. Stop in and save big money through May 5th during the Menards Spring Catalog Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Did you ever wonder how your car feels after an accident?
Oh, my aching fenders.
Does it have a vision problem?
My right headlight is broken.
And maybe it has a pain in its side.
My driver's door has a really big dent.
Your car and your wallet both need Waltz Auto Parts. Waltz carries thousands of parts for vehicles from 97 to 2017. You'll find engines, transmissions, and auto body parts, as well as new and used glass and mirrors. Most parts come from low-mileage vehicles, and all parts come with the peace of mind of Waltz Warranty. All this from a company that's been family-owned and building trust with customers since 1936. You'll save up to 70% compared to new parts prices.
70%? Wow! You'll be able to afford some hot new fuzzy dice to hang from my rearview mirror.
Right. Waltz Auto Parts, 1.5 miles south of I-70 on Route 68. Just take exit 52A and go towards Xenia. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Check out their inventory of parts at www.waltzauto.com.
Announcing the 2019-2020 Premier Health Broadway Series at the Schuster Center. 12 Tony Awards, 9 Drama Desk Awards, 2 Ohio Premieres, and 1 Pulitzer Prize. Don't miss the 2018 Tony Award Best Revival, Once on This Island, and Best Scenic Design, The SpongeBob Musical. Plus, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the 20th anniversary of Rent, Summer, the Donna Summer Musical, and The Return of Cats. Get season tickets now at TicketCenterStage.com.
Hi, this is Dave.
And this is Jan, your hosts of Auto Talk. Are you planning to replace your vehicle soon? Will you trade or sell your current vehicle?
We'd like to ask you to consider donating your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction.
It's easy and simple. Just call 228-2886 or 228-AUTO or go to goodwilldaytonauto.com.
Your donation will help your fellow citizens, people right here in the Miami Valley. You know, donating your vehicle supports 40 programs that help over 20,000 Miami Valley residents annually.
Thank you for your consideration, and please donate today.
Bit of a gloomy and foggy start to the day with a chance for showers arriving in the afternoon. High temperature up to 63 degrees. We clear up as we go into the overnight hours with a chance for fog developing once again and low temperatures dropping to 47 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And welcome back to Auto Talk. You're listening to Dave and Jan every Saturday at noon on WHIO. That's 1290 AM and News 95.7. We love doing this show. It's so much fun. It goes so fast. And most of all, we love the calls because they just give us great, interesting questions to talk about and to help other people make informed decisions. So thank you, callers. There's no such thing as a silly question when it comes to your car or your automotive questions. You know, like what kind of oil to use? How do I do this? How do I do that? Where should I, what should I do? Is this right? It helps a lot of people. You don't even realize your question is helping other people out there who are listening to the show. So thank you for calling in.
We appreciate it. And to your point, helping people understand their vehicle, another easy way is to stop into Murphy's Auto Care. Anytime we're open, we have a fabulous guide. It's better than your owner's manual. It's called the Car Care Guide. It's 75 pages. It's current, about current automobiles. And it talks about all of the systems on your vehicle, what to be paying attention to, what's going to happen when they are about ready for maintenance, and why you should maintenance these systems, as well as even careers in the automotive service industry. It's free. Stop in at Murphy's Auto Care. We've got it. We'll hand it to you. Shake hands with you. You can hang out, have a cup of coffee, or whatever you want to do. But we love meeting you and talking to you and just helping you better understand your car.
So this manual is put out by the Car Care Council. Okay, so it's a national nonprofit 501c3, and it's established to educate consumers about the benefits of proper vehicle care, maintenance, and repair. So this is a totally free, it's got pictures, diagrams. You can keep it in your glove box. It's like a half-size page. And how many pages? Like
75
pages.
Yeah, I mean it's.
So we have these at Murphy's Auto Care. Just stop in and get one. They're totally complimentary.
It's easy to, way to answer your questions about your vehicle, what's going on and what's happening, and
give it to somebody you want to help.
Yeah,
I mean just pick it up for your mother, your son, your new driver, your brother-in-law who
It's in layman's terms.
Yeah.
You know, an owner's manual obviously is great, and everybody should have one for their car. But I got to tell you,
I never read mine.
Your Lexus owner's manual is over 500 pages deep.
Yeah, I'm not reading it.
And no, and I, you know me, I'm weird. I've read it. I've looked all through it. I said I'm weird, not
That's
you. I beat
sick.
You to the punch.
That's just sick.
Well, you know, I kind of like, if you're going to fly the airplane, you ought to read the book before you do it, right? So anyway, this is just simple and easy. It cuts to the chase, and it's better. So there you go. So I wanted to talk about tires briefly, because let's face it, if you own a vehicle, let's say you buy a new vehicle, okay, and you keep it the average American lifetime of a vehicle, which is 12 years right now. Most folks drive their cars 12 years.
We do.
Yeah. How many times are you going to put tires on that car on average? You're going to have one new set.
Four.
Three to four. That's right.
I was right.
You win.
Yeah.
You get the prize.
Because I go through my tires.
The prize is later. I can't give it to you now.
Okay.
Okay. So anyways, yeah, you do go through your tires. One thing that we've seen as a trend, okay, is new tires on new cars only last 40,000 miles. And that's because the same Michelin, it looks like the same Michelin that you can go buy from any supplier, is actually going to last 70 or 80,000, but the one that the manufacturer specs is designed on purpose to only last about 40,000 miles.
Oh, it is like when you buy that printer and it has that little baby cartridge in it.
That's right.
And
come
then
back.
You have to go
it
buy
says,
another
come back.
One.
Come back. So here's what happens. Think about it. When
That's
does
so
the warranty true. End up on most vehicles? About 3 years.
When they need a set of tires.
3 years. Is there, right.
When they need a set of tires.
So if they're good and they're paying attention and you're still taking your car to them for all those great free oil changes that you paid for when you bought the car, sorry, I couldn't help myself. no free lunch, folks. So they're going to notice that those tires are down to maybe 3 or 4 30-seconds, and they're going to recommend a new set of tires. It's their way of kissing you goodbye, saying thanks. By the way, put a new set of tires on your car. Hopefully you'll hang out and keep staying with us. That's the way it goes. So you get another set of tires, right? But over the course of the tire, I got off on a path here I didn't want to go to, but I did. Probably going to buy 3 to 4 sets of tires. I want to talk about the tire buying experience, right? Think about when you buy tires. You usually do it on your Saturday, right? When you could be out with soccer with your kids. You could be going having coffee with your wife, sitting on the back patio. You'd be hanging out.
Golf.
Golf. Yeah, maybe doing that. Or whatever, watching a movie. But no, you're stuck in a tire store smelling some serious tire rubber, right? You don't have to do that. There's a better way to do it. Call us. We'll pick your car up from your office or your home. We sell tires. Most people don't think about it. We sell a lot of tires. We'll do it. We'll return the car. You can go on about your life, and the experience is painless. So give us a call, Murphy's Auto Care, 426-2886. We'd be happy to be your tire source, and you can reach us also online at murphysautocare.com.
I do want to take a minute and thank our sponsors, Dave. We want to thank BG Automotive Products. They have great products. We do BG services every day. They have a great best warranty in town. Also, KOI Auto Parts, the professional's choice. We want to thank them for sponsoring this show. Without them, it wouldn't be possible. Also, Mike's Car Wash, they're open daily 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. And people, don't forget the wash books this time of year. You know, you could pick up a couple and just keep them in your car. And then that way, when you're going to see somebody, you can give them, you know, something in a little envelope, and it's a nice little gift to have.
It is.
I just love them. They're great. So also Murphy's Auto Care. We have Ultimate Wednesday every Wednesday. So when you schedule online at murphysautocare.com, you're going to get a Mike's Car Wash. Ultimate wash
that's right.
from us. So
free.
We just love partnering with them. Also, Goodwill Easter Seals, Miami Valley, and the Goodwill Auto Auction. Donate. Please.
Help people.
Anything. Help people. It's 228 Auto. That's 228-2886. Or check out the cars that are coming up for the next auction at goodwilldaytonauto.com. You could get one.
You
it's
could.
Easy.
Yep.
They
yep.
sell every.
Maybe
the
one you donate will become a gem.
Yeah.
And that, I think that's pretty cool in itself, too, don't you?
See you next Saturday at
noon.
Wow,
where did it go?
Thank you so much. I'm going to go get my car washed and have some lunch.
And Mike's. Have a great weekend, but make it safe, folks. Buckle up. Talk to you soon.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.